Yo, what is going on, you guys? Thank you so much for coming back. This is Krabby Cabby's Podcast, and you're listening to Episode 5. Now, this morning, I have already, not even 6 o'clock in the morning, the butt crack of dawn, I have already picked up somebody stinky. They're going to get in the cab. They're going to be like, oh, look at you with your little protector and everything, talking about my partition and shit. Well, I wanted to say, yeah, it's to protect me from y'all stinking ass freaking riders. But I didn't. I tried telling her, but she acted like she didn't want to hear it. But she was like, oh, look at you with your little protector and all up here. I was like, yeah, it's recent. Because she tried to sit up front. She tried to sit up front when she first got in. And I was like, nope, backseat. You got to get in the backseat now. Right now, it's the owner doesn't want nobody sitting up front. So, yeah, that's when she got in the back. She was like, oh, look at you with your little protector. I'm like, well, yeah, it's to protect us against the virus for right now. I mean, I don't know if it's going to stay like that, but the owner doesn't want nobody sitting up front to protect us. In case if you guys sneeze or cough, you don't cover your mouth, yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, she acted like she didn't want to hear it. She was silent the whole ride, which I don't care if people get in and they're silent. Just if you're going to be silent, just get in and just shut your mouth and don't say nothing. Don't let the first words be like that. Don't let the first words that come out of your mouth be something smart. That shit just pisses me off for real. But it is what it is. Yesterday I had somebody ride and took him to the a local police barracks. And I waited for him for about 45 minutes, almost an hour. Actually, no, it was about 50 minutes and some change, but yeah, what really blew my mind is because when they came out to the car, they got back in, they going to say, oh, the cops didn't give me back my money. They didn't give me my cell phone. But what kind of police don't give you back your money and your cell phone? The dude left, he got out of my car, didn't have his shoes on, came back with his shoes, but then didn't have money and his cell phone. I think the guy was full of shit. He just decided he didn't want to pay me. Which, yeah, I was ready to flip the fuck out. I almost did. But then I thought, you know what? Nah, I really need this gig right now. I really need this job. But, you know, it is what it is. Shit happens, you know what I mean? Sometimes it happens and you just can't do a damn thing about it. But just sit there and just be like, damn, did that really just happen? Well, guess what? It did. And that wasn't the first time. Nah. I'm going to give y'all the history and some stories about some runners that I've had. I've had probably about 6 maybe since I've been doing this for almost 4 years, but I'm going to get to them stories just after this. So the first time somebody has ever ran on me, I want to say it was right after I started, not long, maybe a month or two after I started driving in 2016. I picked the kid up from a grocery store in another state, which wasn't far from where we were, brought him to his destination where he wanted to go. It was a motel, and it was an outdoor, the rooms were outdoors. And he said his room number was this one right here, yada yada yada, at the time. And then I stopped, and he went to go get out real slow, like he was gonna walk to the front and pay me. But then he was nice enough to close the door, because it was a sliding door. I was driving a minivan at the time, so he was nice enough to close the door for me. But During the whole way there to his destination, he seemed like real sketchy and stuff. And I mean, I didn't think nothing of it. Like I said, I had just started my first time ever driving for a cab company. So he got out, he hopped out and just took off. And yeah, so I did a quick turnaround real quick and tried to catch him, and he just hopped across the guardrail and just ran across to the other side of the street and took off and out of my sight. So I told dispatch, they told me to call the cops. I did, and they didn't do anything. There's nothing that they could do. It's like they just didn't even care. I don't know. But so yeah, and the whole way after I picked him up, bring him to the motel, he just, like I said, he seemed sketchy, and he asked me if I drink, like, he has a bottle with him or something. Like, remind you, this kid is probably not even old enough to drink. And he had a bottle he was trying to sell me, and I told him, nah, I'm good, yada, yada, yada. And I asked him if he was just getting off work, because it was at a grocery store. And he said, I have a job. That's all he said. So right then and there, I should have knew that it was kind of sketchy. And the whole way to his destination, he was talking all this shit. Like, yeah, I got to connect here, I got to connect there, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, I'm just thinking to myself, man, you ain't nothing really to me. I don't care what you do or who you are. You know, but I didn't say it. But nowadays, I probably would. I probably would, because I've changed a lot. Like, you wouldn't even believe. Thank you all for staying tuned in. This is Krabby Cabby coming at you. And this is another incident of riders running wild. That's what I'm going to name this episode. Riders running wild. I like that. So I'm going to tell you guys another story. This guy didn't exactly run on me, but he didn't pay. And he... I don't even know if I feel comfortable enough talking to you guys about this. But, yeah, I was very, very uncomfortable with this guy in the car. He was, he was gay. And he started hitting on me. And basically, he tried to get me to convert. That's like trying to get a Catholic to convert to a Mormon, which has happened to me before also. It didn't happen. Nope, stayed Catholic, still am. And this guy, yeah, he tried to get me to convert to turning gay, I guess. I don't know, because he offered to give me pleasure, which I kindly turned down, because I'm not strictly dickly. Nope. Straight pussy. I love the vag. I love the vagina. Okay? I don't even know if I can even say that on here, but fuck it. I've heard people cuss and say worse on other podcasts. But anyway, not to get too off of topic, but yeah, I took him to go and, you know, I talked about this in like another episode. I took him to go get drugs. He told me what he was getting. Like, it was my business. I don't know. I have no freaking clue. I didn't care. I just wanted to get this guy to where he had to go, wait for him, and then take him back to where I picked him up at. Like I said, wait and returns. So yeah, he told me that he'd give me pleasure while I was driving. I'm like, nope, I'm good. I mean, I wanted to just kick him out the car, but the fare was like almost like $30, and I needed the money at the time, so I didn't. I just kind of tried to ignore him the best that I could. I tried to ignore him the best I could, you know? So yeah, we get back to his place where I was dropping him off at. He had to run in and grab some money, so I waited for him. And I'm waiting. I'm trying to call him. The number that he gave dispatch wasn't even the right number. It was somebody else's number. Like, he used somebody's cell phone, which I hate when people do that. But yeah, so I try to call him. I'm calling him. I go to knock on his door, no answer. I can hear him in the house walking around and shit, because the house wasn't very big. So I went ahead and I told dispatch, yada, yada, yada. They told me to call the cops like they always do. So I did. Cops came, they knocked on the door. He didn't come out. He didn't answer. They could see him inside the house, but they didn't proceed to do anything else. So I tried going back later on after my shift was over, and he still didn't answer his door. I was like beyond pissed, so I just said to hell with it. It wasn't worth it. So yeah, that's another story. There's more coming up after this. And we are back with another episode of Krabby Cabbage Podcast. My name is Chris. I am your host. And we are talking about riders running wild. Another incident that occurred probably about a year and a half ago. I picked up somebody from an undisclosed location. And I took them to a restaurant that they wanted to go to. Now, this restaurant was just recently built at the time. So I was unaware that there was a back door that you can go through. So you can basically walk right through the front and then right through the back door. And I didn't know that at the time. I was actually sitting outside waiting for this guy to come out, and he didn't come out, yada yada yada. So that's when I walked in and discovered that there was a back door that you can go out, and people can park out back of the restaurant and as well as out front of the restaurant. So anyway, as soon as I picked this guy up, me and him were talking. We're talking about video games, talking about other things and stuff like that. We were like really getting along and everything. And I thought, okay, it's going to be cool. He's going to pay me, not a problem. Or, well, I mean, I didn't really think that. I didn't like think of him running off and dipping out on the fare. Well, he did. But I tried calling him and he didn't answer. I tried to text message him. He didn't answer. Yada, yada, yada. And worst comes, basically, all of that was for nothing. He got away, couldn't find him. He probably walked right through, and he was probably already to where he wanted to go at by the time I realized there was a back door and he could have just slipped right through. So, yeah, that's another story on this episode of Riders Running Wild. You know, I really hope you guys are enjoying my podcast and with me talking about Krabby Cabby's Taxi Cab Confessions 2.0 or whatever, or just talking to you about my cab driving experiences and everything. I mean, I'm excited to share my stories and all to see what you guys think about it. If you don't mind, leave some comments. Ask me some questions, whatever you guys want to know. Hit me up. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. But I want to talk about another incident that occurred about a year ago. I picked up this guy from the hospital, and he's been an issue with not only us but with like other cab companies in the area. And the hospital that I picked him up from, they don't even like him. They were happy to get him out of there. Security even said that they don't know how this guy is not locked up yet, because he's burned his bridges with everybody everywhere. And he's like one of the biggest douchebags that you can freaking possibly think of. And so he gets in my car, and this guy literally has no clothes on. He has a gown on. Just a gown. And oh, he had his leather jacket on. That was it. The hospital released him with no clothes on. Now tell me how shitty that is. I'll wait. Only one hospital in the country that I know of that would do some stupid shit like that. Yeah. Anyway, so this guy gets in. I didn't think anything of it. I mean, the last couple times I picked him up, I didn't have any issues with him. Yeah, I told the security guards that. I'm like, well, I've never had any issues with him. It should be okay. Yep, foot in the mouth, spoke way too goddamn soon. I wish I would have just kept my mouth shut. Because, he didn't have any clothes on. So, he got some stuff on my seat. You already know where this is going at, don't you? You already know. But, so, I'm taking him to where he wanted to go. He wanted me to stop at the ATM machine. So I did. Remind you, this guy's got no clothes on, and yet we're at the ATM machine, and he's butt-ass naked almost in my car. Not to mention in the front seat. And also, I forgot to mention, he was crippled. So he had, well, no, he didn't have a wheelchair when the hospital or when the ambulance must have picked him up the night before or whenever. They didn't take it his wheelchair with him or with them. So this man, crippled, no clothes on, in a wheelchair that he doesn't have, is sitting in my car. So I'm thinking to myself, now how the hell am I going to do this when I get him to his destination, to his house where I'm supposed to be taking him to? Let me take it back real quick. The first time that I picked him up, I had to go in his house and get his wheelchair for him. Now, I don't like going in people's houses, especially people that I don't know. If I'm helping you with your groceries, I'll put your groceries on the front porch. You can carry your groceries inside your own house. But if I absolutely have to go inside your house, my camera phone is going to be recording everywhere my hand goes. The hand that's free will be recorded every second that I go inside your house. Because you will not be accusing me of stealing any of your stuff. You have nothing that I want. Believe me. I work hard for what I got. I'm not being accused of stealing any of your stuff. For real. But anyway, not to get off subject too much. But yeah, I had to go get this guy's wheelchair. I helped him. And he was a bit of a dick because I refused to stop at a dollar store and pick him up something inside. He wanted me to go in. And since he didn't tell dispatch that he needed to stop there, I refused. Because we were busy and I needed to get him to where he had to go at. We were already behind because the hospital took forever to release him. So, once I got him to where he had to go at, as he was getting out, I looked down and I noticed that there was blood and feces. I mean, nothing like a smudge or nothing like that, like a stain pretty much of his insides. I guess that's how I can put it. It was on my seat. So I told him he was going to clean it. He refused. He paid a little bit of the fare, but not all of it. He gave me like $10 or $11 when the fare was like almost $30. He tried saying that he gave me $30. He gave me a $10 bill and a $1 bill. He said he gave me a 20 and a 10, which he definitely didn't. I called the cops. The cops came. This guy was blaring his stereo in his house and was just completely disrespectful to the police. They knew who he was and everything, but they just seemed like they just didn't seem to care. But I don't know. If you ask me, I think it's all a bunch of bullshit. I don't know why the hell the cops are so incompetent sometimes around here to do small things, you know? I guess if it's not about murdering somebody or if it's not about drugs, they don't care. But anyway, enough about all that. Let me take you back a little bit further. A couple years ago, I picked up this woman. I see her walking around all the time now. And she appears homeless. There's rumors circulating all around this county and this town saying that she has a lot of money, but she refuses to use that money and to... Basically, she would rather be homeless. And she owes me $18 from almost around the time that I started. So, yeah, almost. So, basically, 3 years ago, I picked her up, took her to her sister's. And she was supposed to get money, but her sister wasn't home, apparently. And she told me to come back later on that afternoon to get the money. I never contacted her.
I never went and seen her. I thought maybe if she was homeless, then you know what? She needed that money more than I did. But let me remind you, that was when I first started. Back then, my heart was still in a good place. You know? I didn't know much about this county like I do now. My heart was in a good place, and I had a good heart. I had a good soul. And I was very caring, and I was a very loving person. Now, do not cross me, because I will not think about you a second time. So.
And a lot of these people really got me twisted and everything, saying that I rubbed them the wrong way, but really, I'm just being real. And if I'm rubbing you the wrong way, because I'm real, well then, you know what? Let me give you a full body massage then, because I'm going to rub you all up and down. No homo. But this is going to conclude this episode. I do appreciate you all again. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Hope everybody's out there. I hope everybody's staying safe out there and staying away from COVID-19. Keep your 6 to 8 feet distance and cover your mouth and keep yourself clean. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy your upcoming weekend and stay safe. Thank you.